Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Assalamu alaykum.
I'm going to call you again.
Look, I'm going to put myself on mute because I got to go into a meeting, but, you know, you'll be broadcasting, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Assalamu alaykum. All right. Thank you very much.
That's all like a brother and sister. Stay on the line, please.
All right.
Make sure your phone is on mute, please. Thank you.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah in the Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, we're going to say the Kutbah al-Hajjah. These are the authentic words were used by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when opening his Jummah. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyiati a'malina. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله. In the English translation, it says, praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one and only. He has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, to whom the Holy Quran is revealed, is his servant and his messenger. Brothers and sisters, it is indeed, once again, a pleasure and an honor to be invited here to your beautiful masjid, Masjid As-Salam. I appreciate it. And I know you appreciate having this beautiful structure. We're in a world today that things that we used to be used to seeing and used to having and used to be able to count on, the support we used to get from all over the place, we see those things diminishing. We see some of those things going away. But as Muslims, we have to remain grateful to Allah, full to Allah. We have to say Alhamdulillah. We have to keep praising Allah, keep praising Allah, being grateful to Allah for what he blesses us with. And to keep in mind that things could always be worse when we think they're bad. But, you know, Allah says in the Holy Quran, we don't really have a good mind for judging. Allah tells you don't even try to judge yourself. You see how many people in the world, in today's world, judge themselves and judge themselves wrongly, and they feel they're so bad that they have to be gotten rid of. And unfortunately, it's not a laughing matter, but it's a fool situation. The person got fooled by Shaitan and became aggressive against their own selves.
So Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, don't judge yourself. He says that he is enough to know your faults. He is enough to know the faults, the sin of his servants. So it's our duty to be grateful to Allah for what he blesses us with, to constantly pray to Allah for more if we feel we need it. Some of us, we're so spiritual, so-called quote-unquote spiritual, that we think we don't need anything. Be upon him. He didn't tell us to throw ourselves away or to throw away our money or to not care about needs. They asked him, what should we give in charity? He said, what is beyond your needs? Don't try to be a person that lives all the time in your wants. Live in your needs. Have an ample supply. But don't forget to be charitable. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that charity is a way of diminishing sin. He said charity, he said giving in zakat, destroys sins like water puts out fire. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. He said giving in charity, being charitable, destroys your sin or puts away your sin. Allah does that for you. And he said that it happens like in the manner that water works to put out fire. So let us give in charity. And let us don't be the people who say, who get to the end and then say, I wish I had given more in charity. I wish I had been more in charitable. And Allah, he primes our mind. He uses the Quran to condition our minds to have the right thinking, the right thinking. And there's a verse in the Quran that says, what led you into hell fire? And the person who's going into the hell fire says, we were not of those who prayed. We were not of those who fed the indigent. Those are two of the things that led the people into hellfire. So just the simple act of giving in charity is a great benefit for us. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if you lose all of your principles, you know, he said that the religion is built on fire. I'm sorry. The religion is built on fire. To believe in Allah, be faith in Allah and his messenger. We don't worship the messenger. We keep faith in Allah, but Allah says in the Holy Quran that if we obey the messenger, it's like obeying Allah. Because Allah put his words in the messenger, sent the messenger with the knowledge and the guidance for us so we'll know what to do and do it perfectly, do it properly. You may not be able to perform perfectly. You can't outperform Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you will have an excellence that's way above the world. Allah says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil-nas." You are the best community evolved or made or brought out, brought forth for the benefit of all of mankind. That's who you are. Now, some of us can't accept that identity because we live in a society that stumps you down in the dust all the time and keeps you depressed. That's not your proper position, brothers and sisters. Your position is to be a servant of Allah, and Allah says, stand you straight, as you are commanded to do. Stand up. We believe in Allah. We keep our faith in Allah and in his messenger. We don't worship the messenger. We worship Allah alone. He has no partners. Never join anything, anyone, at any time ever with Allah. That's the worst thing you could do, Paul Shirk, to associate anything with Allah. That's the greatest, that's the worst shirk. But there are other shirks. To say that someone is the messenger of Allah or the final messenger and can take the place of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's a shirk. To say that Al-Islam is not the real, the authentic, the genuine, the original way of life made out of the creation, sent by Allah to shape us, to say that, that's a shirk. don't know if you know that or not. We need to be thinking and reading and studying and submitting to what Allah says, not what the world says. You hear the lies they got out here in the media. That's their biggest tool. That's their biggest weapon for keeping you crazy and out of your mind and trying to get you to believe something that Allah says. You know how they do it. Allah says don't do it, and they do it. Allah says do it, and they don't do it. Be careful with your life. Be careful with your time. So we believe in Allah and His messenger. We pray 5 prayers a day. We get up before the sun comes up, and we make wudu, we make our intention. And we pray the Fajr prayer, the 2 rakat of Fajr prayer said aloud before the sun comes up. The sun's not supposed to have nothing on you. You're the walking, talking servant of Allah, performing in the way that you have been ordered to perform, in a performance that will never go away. Al-Islam is set. Don't let these fools tell you they can change our way of life. That's a shirk to try to change what Allah has revealed. That's an unbelief in Allah to say that you accept somebody who says you should do it this way instead of doing it like Allah has revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I know these are your thoughts, and sometimes the pressure of the world pushes them back a little bit. You don't want your Islamic thinking to be pushed back or pushed out of the way. That's what happened to the Jews, you know. They get mad when you say things about them, but you got to say what Allah says to say. You don't stop talking because they get mad when you're saying what Allah told you to say about them. Allah said, they're the people that throw away the book of Allah behind their back, as if it was something they didn't even know about. That's what the Quran says. Now let them get mad then. Let them get mad. Allah says there'll come a time when they'll say, I wish I had followed the messenger. I wish I had followed the messenger. That's what they'll say. رُبَّمَا يُعَدُّوَ الَّذِينَ كَافَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمُونَ Again and again with the unbelievers wish they had been Muslims. How's that? They had a wonderful chance through Prophet Esau, Jesus. They had a wonderful chance through Jesus. But you know what they can do with that media? They use that media and turn the whole world against you overnight. Be rich one day and poor the next because of their media. Because of the lies that they say about you. That's what they did to Prophet Esau, alayhi salam. Allah said they didn't crucify him. They didn't kill him. Though it was made to appear. Right? That's what the media's main job is, to fool your eyes and to fool your ears. And you listen to what they say? If you were to follow the common run or behavior or way of the people on earth or in your society, any society, you'll be led away from the way of Allah. So you got to keep the book of Allah and the prophet Sunnah, his way of living the book of Allah, and you'll what? Never go astray. Never go astray. Don't you know they got governments of bullies that will lock up a righteous imam? Put him in prison for years. They don't care. They don't care if he was the imam of a grand mosque in Mecca. You hear what I said? Yeah, they got people like that in prison right now over in Arabia. Man never did nothing wrong. Now you can understand him whooping him or something for some sexual offense or something. This is a man preaching the book of Allah. You better read up on it. Just Google who are the imams that are in prison in Saudi Arabia. Google that. They should be locking up some of them generals who are blowing up and some of those leaders who are blowing up other Muslims. I know we don't want to talk about that. What did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell them? If they don't obey him, then I don't have to obey them. We don't follow, Allah says, do not follow the footsteps of Satan. Now, if you have righteous people that's trying to call the people away from evil and to Allah, you have to respect that. And you're supposed to be doing it yourself. It's called what? Da'wah. That's all it's called, da'wah. You're supposed to be warning the people. You're supposed to be warning the people against evil and inviting them to all that is good and believing in Allah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. You are the best of people. This is your identity we're talking about. I know you think your name is Muhammad so-and-so or Abdul so-and-so on your card. You went to the state and got your ID, everything, your own birth certificate, everything. But Allah gives you your identity. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. That's the stamp that's on you. You, Muslim, if you're a believer, you are the best of people evolved for the benefit of mankind, brought up or brought out for the benefit, brought forth for the benefit of mankind, for all mankind. Inviting to what is good and forbidding what is wrong, inviting to what is good and righteous and forbidding what is evil and believing in Allah. The rest of that verse says some of the people of the book believe, but guess what most of them are? Some of the people of the book believe, Jews and the Christians, but most of them are perverted transgressors. That's what Allah said in the Holy Quran. That's your book. That's your identity. The closer you get to that, the more you'll be your real self. The closer you get to what Allah says, the more we'll be our real self, our true self. You know what Prophet Yusuf said? The woman tried to tempt him away from his true self with her sex. Come ye, beautiful one, handsome one. He said, Allah forbid. But what does the media in this society do, and the many other societies, especially in the Western world, America, England, France, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Switzerland, you know, Netherlands, Russia, they invite you to the sex because they know that out of all the things in your existence, one of the most powerful natural things that you hunger for is a good mate. And the previous scripture said, no better thing can a man have than a righteous wife. Look at the Bible. Don't just read the Quran, or don't read. Some people don't read. First thing the Prophet Solomon was told was read, discover, understand, find out, realize, wake up to the real existence. That's what Iqra has to do with. All those words are under the influence of Iqra, Bismi Rabbika Allazi, read in the name of Allah, not in the name of the world. So read the Quran. Study the Quran. Don't just wait for Ramadan. Some of us miss reading during Ramadan, don't we? We have to make it up. And then that little whisper comes and say, that's too hard. So we end up not even reading the old Quran during Ramadan like we have been ordered to do. It's for your own good. Allah said in the Holy Quran, it's for your own good. So we believe in Allah and His Messenger. We make the five prayers, starting with the Father. Before the sun comes up, we beat the sun up. We're up before the sun comes up. We make the Zuhr prayer right after the sun passes its highest state, the Zuhr prayer. Four rakat, say it silently. We don't pray at sun up. We don't pray when the sun is doing those activities coming up. We don't pray at sunrise. We don't pray at the high noon, and we don't pray at the sunset. We're not sun worshipers. Allah's got everything for us, and he's got it all set up perfectly. You and I make mistakes, but Allah don't make mistakes. You and I make mistakes, but the religion that we follow is perfect. Perfect. The more you embrace this religion of Al-Islam, the better off you'll be. Allah said in the Holy Quran, it's for your own good. Baal took the ruling out of the Yathabunya. No, you prefer the life of this world. Isn't the life of this world tempting? Don't it have some tempting stuff in it? Ooh, that money and women. Ooh. And unfortunately, a lot of people have gotten into the gambling and the intoxicants. Allah says they're an abomination of Satan's work. The gambling, you know, we don't think nothing of it. You want them scratch off. I don't say that. I hope you don't. It looks so, but it looks so, what do they call it? It doesn't look insidious. It doesn't look like it's, it looks so innocent. That's the word I'm looking for. Nice colors, stars, you know, bananas, cherries on the tag. Oh, man. I have to win money. Allah says the life of this, if you follow the life of this world, it will lead you away from the way of Allah. We have to keep choosing Allah. We have to keep seeking refuge in Allah against Satan. Seek refuge in Allah and go towards purity. Go towards deliverance. Go towards health, strength, and power. Go towards good life, stability. Go towards a life that will last thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Yes, look at the Muslim Ummah. In general, when you look at the Muslim Ummah, you're looking at people who have done the same thing that you and I do every day. They was doing it 600, 700, 800, 900 years ago in the same way. This religion was ordained the day that Allah created the creation, and he started it out with our father Adam. Submission to Allah. Adam didn't have anything else, nor was he allowed to worship anything else in the creation out of which he was made to. But Allah set him up as the highest one in the creation. The vicegerent, the caretaking agent over the earth. That he was made to be the Khalifa. And Allah says, when I have perfected him, he says, bow down and show your obeisance to him. Bow down. And everything in the creation, bow down to Adam. Angels bow down. A rock is not stronger than an angel. Neither is man. They are Allah's special agents, special servants, and he gives them missions to do. And the Quran says they what? Never fail in their duty. So if Allah sent the angel of death with you, that's it. If Allah sent the angel to protect you, that's it. Allah says, who can protect you even besides an army? Besides Allah and what he has ordered. Someone say, I'm just some guy. No, you better stick on the identity and the behavior that Allah has ordained for us. I'm telling you what you already know and what you should be thinking all the time. This is what? Preservation for us. Say the first law of your nature, the first law of nature is what? Self-preservation. Allah is telling us that he's the creator of creation. But he's telling us to preserve ourselves, take care of ourselves, do what we're supposed to do so we'll have longevity, we'll have salvation. That's what's going on. We are the Muslims. We're the believing Muslims. Allah didn't say we had to be perfect. Allah says if you had sins as big as the whole earth, he's got forgiveness greater than that, bigger than that. All you got to do is turn you back to your Lord in sincere obedience, asking him to forgive you and to help you, to strengthen you. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't repeatedly fall in the same hole. He gave it us twice. If you live in America, you're probably going to fall more than twice. The same hole right over here in this place. These are the people who have been told by their wizard the evil ones. Jesus called them, peace be upon them, the children of the devil. He told them 2,000 years ago, he said, you are the children of Satan. This is the place where they say that they taught the world. This is one of the places in the Western world they taught the whole world to say that they are Allah's chosen one and his beloved. So listen to me. This is what they tell the world through their TV and music and whatever it is. Oh, Allah loves us. If you read in the Quran, they say that Allah is weak, but we are strong. Yes, yes. That's arrogance, ain't it? Allah told him right there when Adam was being made, after Adam was made, and Shaitan refused to bow, Allah says, go to hell. You go to hell, you are cursed. Get off. That's how you should treat them people. You should not let them in your heart. So when they pretend to be the wizards of our emotions, the wizards of our eyes, when I say eyes, you know, there's almost every sound that has to do with your emotion incorporates the word ah. I slap you, say ah. Your wife tells you something wonderful, you say ah. You all happy about something, you say ah. So that's why they got their code language. You don't know. I'm telling you, they lie on a level or a depth that we are not even aware of. We don't have a consciousness, a double consciousness. You just say, Tom, they don't, we don't have a, let me see if I can. But we don't have an evil consciousness. We got a righteous consciousness. We should obey Allah. Caller, you know, I want to say while we're waiting, I'm going to see if I can get this caller in. Because I've had to be my own staff for years. What I wanted to say is that we don't have an evil consciousness. We have a righteous consciousness. Our attention is to be on Allah and what Allah has ordered. I wanted to tell you that anytime you have a may Allah forgive me. Maybe we just. Understand is that there's people who can't make it to Juma. They're in the hospital. The wife's expecting. She can't get out. In some places in the country, they're stuck in the snow or the rain or whatever. Call them up on the phone and let them listen to the khutbah. Because at the Juma, we are to tell you what Allah has said in the Quran and anything that comes from that that is a derivative or related to what Allah has in the Quran. Anything we can make you use to come all the way back to the Quran and the Prophet, what he has ordered, we have to use that. So if we have these electronic devices, and you know there's other Muslims, there might be 5 or 10 people right now who could be here at this Juma over these electronic devices. Listen, Muslims have to have all the power we can get. And the power is in the mind, using the mind properly. The power is in obedience to Allah. So if you let somebody hear something that encourages them to obey Allah and to follow the sunnah of the Prophet, you're doing a good thing. That's all I'm talking about. Use every weapon. Allah said in the Quran, use every weapon of war, every strategy. Yeah, this phone can be weaponized, you know. Turn this phone into a tool, an educational tool. Turn it into a useful device to let other people know what we Muslim believers think. You don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be perfect. The perfection is Al-Islam. It's the most comprehensive religion on the planet. It's the most comprehensive religion. It's the most, it covers everything. It's the most comprehensive religion in the creation. Made out of the creation, Allah made it for us. We're the sons of the first man, a human being that he made. That's who we are. Don't let nobody tell you, oh, you don't look like Adam. Adam was no color. You don't know what color Adam was or Esau, any of them. You have an idea because of where they say they come from, what history says they come from. But so what? If they didn't have the color of mental clarity, if they didn't have the color of divine truth, if they didn't have the color of righteousness, if they didn't have the color of purity, if they didn't have the color of reality, then they didn't have what color, what difference does their flesh make? These devils in their little groups. And Allah says secret councils. That's what Allah calls in the Quran, you know. And get in their secret councils, and they whisper and say stuff and lie on people, and then they end up on TV through the media fooling millions and billions. Muslim ain't supposed to be going for that or become a victim of that. Never. As long as you're alive and you got the Quran and the Sunnah, you're the carrier of what Allah wants the people to know. I hope you know that. It's all about you. And Allah gave you that. Allah says you are the best of people brought up for the benefit of everybody else. You are. Yes. Oh, I ain't righteous enough. Oh, I don't have enough knowledge. Muhammad said, if you know how many? He said, if you only know one verse of the Quran, you have a duty, he said, to follow it and to teach it. You follow it and you teach it. You believe in it, you follow it, you teach it. And Allah is going to reward you immensely. He said, if you only know one letter of the Quran, one letter of the Arabic. You should at least learn to recognize when you see Allah. You go in the masjid, you shouldn't just go in there and you don't recognize any of the Arabic calligraphy on the wall. Any of the Arabic Quran verse is what they really are. There ain't somebody writing on the wall in Arabic. Those are verses of the Quran that you see when you go in the masjid. What's wrong with learning that? I would learn that if I was you. I started right there learning my Arabic from what I saw and what I see in the masjids when I go there, on the walls or on the plaque. And I see Allah. I say, oh, Allah. I see Muhammad with me. Yes. I'm just talking, but I'm talking to you in English. You know how bad the English treated us? Oh, I'm just talking English. You know how bad those evil ones from that part of the world treated our people? We don't even come from here. But we want to get over here, don't we? Because we're still chasing their jewels and their money and their opportunities. And Allah said, some people throw away Allah while they're chasing the world. No, you prefer the life of this world. Don't be like that. But see, we're not going to be. I know you look in the mirror, you're all handsome and stuff. Oh, you're so handsome. You're not going to always be like that, brothers and sisters. You know how handsome I used to be? I'm just giving you as this is a warning. Or how handsome I thought I was. One day, the angel of death is going to come for you. Allah says in the Holy Quran, let the angel of death find you in a state of good. Doing good. Not evil against your soul, but doing good. And he said, that the angel of death will gently draw you out of the body. That's what the Quran says. Okay. You like this world? Oh, you don't have to believe that. Okay. But it's true. And Allah said in the Holy Quran, it's true. This is the truth whether you believe it or not. That's a verse in the Quran. Whether you believe it or not, it's the truth. Even though the wrongdoers hate it. That's what it said. It's a verse in the Quran. So we believe in Allah and His messenger. We pray the five prayers. We got to the Zuhr, the Asr prayers, the afternoon prayer. It says silently. Then we got the Maghrib prayer when the sun goes down. The first two rak'ahs are said aloud. The last rak'ah is said silently. Then we got the night prayer, the Isha. The first two rak'ahs, that's after the dark. The first two rakahs are said aloud. The second rakah, two rakahs are said silently. Those are the prayers. We believe in Allah. We make the five prayers. We give in charity. The Muslim is to give 2.5% of what is beyond his needs. That's what Prophet Muhammad said. To give 2.5% of your annual income what is beyond your needs. Your real needs. That's charity. That's the zakat. And then you should give charity, and you should give largely in charity, because every time you give in charity, it kills sins. Who doesn't want their sins and mistakes liquidated, destroyed, or whatever, burnt up? Then we got the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, the month of fasting. We fast the 30 days of Ramadan, 29, 30 days.
Stop it, Ronnie.
We read the whole Quran, brother, on the phone, on the radio. It's a radio station on there. He said, Allahu Akbar. I can hear you. May Allah bless you and your family. We fast the 30 days during Ramadan. And why are we fasting? Because we are thankful to Allah for giving us guidance. What's the guidance? That's the Holy Quran. The Quran began to be revealed during the month of Ramadan, the night of power. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had left Mecca and went up into the cave, and he was trying to get away from a place just like you see America got. England, France, Germany, all of them crazy. Hating people for no other reason than that they believe in the law or for their color. Evil, wicked, stupid people go and attack people so they can use them forever. Go and attack millions and millions, tens of millions of people, gather them up and take them to the other lands of the world, other locations in the world, and use them. In the case of the Americans, they've been in America, they've been using the Africans from America, or I should say the Africans in America. They've been using the people here that look like most of us for over 500 years. Same with England, same with France. Rome, too, thousands. Greece, too, Greece, ancient Greece. Look on some of those pictures. If the artist is true and just, they'll show you people that look just like you. Got them out of Africa. The Europeans and the Jews, they got this habit of going and wanting to control people, to oppress people, to use their money power and their physical army, military power, their violence. Use their lust on you, their lust for violence and power, thinking they so smart. This is after Adam. This is after the time of Adam. This is recent stuff we're talking about. A couple of thousand years ago, a couple of hundred years ago, but these people were acting out evilly way back, real near Adam, during the time of Adam and real near him. We're covering thousands and thousands and thousands of years when we're talking right now. I'm just trying to give some history class, telling you some reality class. You're very old. You are related to people who are much older than you. These other people want to use you in perpetuity. That means they want you, your children, and your children's children to be their slaves. And they will use their gigantic amount of accumulated knowledge against you. That's what they do. They have a unity you would not believe. If they tried to break up their unity, their devil unity, I'm talking about, as the children of Satan, if they tried to break up their devil unity, their stronger ones who follow their masters would have you killed. You may not believe that. I don't mean you. I mean their own people. They would have them killed because they have a collective devil unity that they must keep in order to control everybody else. You saw an example of it. You see an example of it. When you walk downtown in any city, all across here, all that money, all that power, all them big old buildings, those are symbols of their double unity. Their judges, their politicians, their evil leaders, Jesus said to all of them, Prophet Esau, Islam, Jesus, he said, you're the children of the devil. He told them that 2,000 years ago. You know how long they and how hard they've been working for the last 2,000 years, before that and after? Oh, I'm like, oh, you Semitic. Some of y'all, Semitics too. I'm not saying bad things about you. Some of you are Semitics. Yeah, just because your skin is dark don't mean that you're not kin to people that come from the area around the Kaaba and Jerusalem and places like that. So you got Semitic blood in you. That don't mean nothing. What they color don't mean nothing. Allah says, Sidgatah, Ma. Ma nasanu min Allahi Sidgatah. That Allah is the one who gives the colors. Allah says, it is your religion, Al-Islam, is the baptism of Allah. And who can baptize better than Allah? And it wasn't talking about just your physical color. That this way of life is who we really are. And Allah made us this way. We don't have to ask them, can we be somebody? And you have a duty to fight oppressor. And one of the traits of the martyr is that he will fight and stand up to attack. And being like that is so wonderful to Allah that when the martyr dies, he don't even have to be washed. Said, don't wash him. Put him in a grave in the clothes he stood up to the tyrants in. Brothers and sisters, we got to grow some. We got to grow some big, big, big something. Stop being little boys and girls thinking that these clowns are overlords over us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't even sent as an overlord. And you hear a lot of people call him Lord, but that just means master teacher. He wasn't sent as an overlord. Allah says he has denied oppression even for himself. That's what Allah said. That he won't even be an overlord over you, even though he is Rabbin Alameen. He is not an oppressor. Do you know what Allah said he's given for you, he's done for you? He said he has made himself to be merciful to you. Allah says he has inscribed for himself, Kataba Rabbukum. Your Lord has inscribed or written for himself to be merciful to you. Allah has inscribed for himself, so he has written for himself to be merciful to you, not to be an oppressor for you. And he says in the Holy Quran, he has forbidden oppression. He says oppression is worse than killing you. You know that. You heard it over and over again. Oppression is worse than slaughter. Oppression is worse than slaughter. That's what it's talking about. So there's nobody on this planet that's got a license to make you a slave. Because you are the slave servant of who? Allah. You are the slave servant of Allah. That's who you are. You should be telling yourself this all the time with all these challenges in the life of this world. You should be telling yourself this often. It's called zikr. Remembrance of who? Allah. Allah says your tongue should be wet. You should be swabbing. Are you just calling on Allah? Oh, Allah, help me. Oh, Allah, save me. Oh, Allah, secure me. Oh, Allah, give me power. Oh, Allah, give me life, good life. Oh, Allah, give me morality, dignity, honesty, purity, integrity. Oh, Allah, let me be your slave servant forever. That's what you should be saying. That's who we are. Allah said every time the shaitan kindled the fire of war, Allah said he put it out. You know what he put it out with? He puts it out with his command. You know what his command is? His command is his slave service, us. And he has commanded us to give him sincere worship and to call no one Lord except Allah. That's it. We belong to Allah. Don't be afraid of this world. Yes, we're all going to die. What I care about dying? If I act right, I'm going to see the angel of death. And they say that when you see the angel of death, you've been acting right, you see the angel of death, so you look beautiful. That's how you look.
to the believers. That's how you look.
So don't be afraid. All he's going to do is draw gently, gently draw gently. You can't, you don't even experience, you don't know what a real gentleness is. We don't know what that is in the life of this world. But Allah said he'll send the angel of death to gently draw the believers out of their bodies. Alhamdulillah. We're going to go into the second part of the talk. It's going to be very short. I stopped at the month of Ramadan fasting. We're going to talk about the Hajj for just a minute. We'll dismiss, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khair mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And that is just saying that praise be to Allah and peace be upon his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of all of the messengers, and peace be upon his family and companions and all of us believers around the world, and me. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we're talking about the reason that we thank Allah for the pilgrimage. The reason we thank Allah for the Ramadan is because Allah gave us the Holy Quran. Allah says of the Holy Quran, he says that لَا يَعْتُونِكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جِئْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا, that there's no question that could be asked except that Allah reveals the truth about it and the best way of explaining it to you. That's what Allah got for you in the Quran. In other words, you possess a book at your house or in your car. You possess a book, maybe in your mind, so we might know a lot of Quran. You possess a knowledge that has all of the answers in it. Not the world's answer. It'll answer everything in the world. But Allah says that those are his divine truths that he's depositing in you. Put it in the prophet's heart. Peace be upon him. Put it in his life. Forever. That's what he's given to us. A book that has all of the answers. I'm not talking about how much money you got in your account. You've got it for yourself. All of the answers, the important answers of life. All the important answers of creation and nature for you that you need to know. Allah says that's what's in the Holy Quran. That's what's in the Holy Quran. So let us learn the Holy Quran. Let us learn the Holy Quran. I'd rather learn some French or some, don't rather. Go ahead and learn the French. Go ahead and learn the English. Go ahead and learn the German. Go ahead and learn whatever it is. Only takes you 2 years to learn a language. Only takes 2 years. The lexicographers, I think they call them lexicographers or something like that. The lexicon people say it only takes about 2 years, maybe three. They say it only takes about 2 years to learn a new language. How about that? You know that yourself. If you got a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, you'd be surprised at some of the things he knows and can say. So if you can live, Allah gonna bless you to live 50 years. And you really understand the value of being able to talk to as many people in the world as possible in their own languages, then you should know about 10 or 15 languages. You should know about 10 or 15 languages. It doesn't hurt. All it's going to do is make you smart. The Jews figured this out years and 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 years ago. So they go, they call them, they know so much about the rest of the world, they call them the international. Henry Ford, the car maker, I got a Ford. He said, the international Jew, the world's foremost problem. He said, the international Jew, the world's biggest problem. That's what he said. And man, they came down on him. They tried to put him out of business. Read about it. Read about Henry Ford and what he said about Jews. Just look it up. It's right on the internet. Yeah, they read the internet too, so that's why they put it on there, so that they people would have an idea of what was going on too and what their forefathers did to people. Quran tells us what they did to societies and civilizations, what they did to some of the prophets. Some of the prophets, you know, they murdered some prophets. Why? For no other reason that they were messengers of Allah, bringing reality to the people, keeping the people's minds in reality. That's what you're doing by learning the Quran and the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. You're helping other people stay with what's real, what's really, really real. The Quran will condition you to be able to be a person that loves truth. Esau, alayhi salam, said, know you the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's reality. It's reality. We are a reality carrier. We worship the real reality. That's one of Allah's names. The real reality, Al-Haq. That's what we worship. Allah is not a statue. He's not some spirituality. We worship Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was the Hajj. We go to pilgrimage. We visit the house of Allah on the Hajj. We go to Mecca to visit it. That house is to be a pure place. So we don't go there to see the Saudi government or to hail their governor or their president or whatever they got, sheikhs or whatever. We go there to visit Allah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Here I am, O Lord, for you alone. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, much more I wanted to say. And those of you who know me, I love telling people what I've learned and need to have that same love because Allah has ordered us to learn this way of life and to carry it to the whole world. Carry it to the whole world. That you are the best created, no matter what you look like or where you come from. You are the best. You Muslim believers are the best people made for the benefit of everybody on earth. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. That's what it is. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslim. And that means indeed Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad, oh you believe, do you likewise, and give him great salute. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Amma salaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barak ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Amma baraka ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim salam innaka hamidun majid. And that means, our Lord, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, his followers, as you did exalt Abraham and his family and followers. And our Lord, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Ibrahim and his family and followers. Surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa asrafina bi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything that we may have done that neglected our duty. Establish our feet firmly and give us strength against those who stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter. And save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Ameen. Aqimis salat. And for prayer, please.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. Call the camera, please. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
You want this? I think that one's there. Make your line straight, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when we do this, symbolically we're keeping Shaitan out from our way. Out of our mind. This is the last of Juma.
That's a boy.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله
أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. I'll not do the alley and one at all. This made a lady right here. Put some kind of a woman with a hound and an unkali. Put some men on a bill that I have منهم المؤمنون وكثرهم الفاسقون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
تبارك
الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
$1, $2, $30 will help me feed 15 people.
Wow.
I've been doing this here for over 5 years, but I got laid off, so money got short, but the donations will help with buying the food and the supplies. Inshallah, next flyers out there, free meals on wheels.
Allah have mercy on those who are healed, and those who have returned to Him, forgiven their sins, and admit them in the paradise.
Please support the Muslim businessmen, Muslim families, and the Muslim school, Muslim restaurants. To break our habit of dealing with the world and not dealing with the Muslims like we should.
However,
Bravo. Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you and the support that we get from the Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Thank you so much. May Allah bless each and every one of you, your families, and always do the da'wah wherever you are. Inshallah, we'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah. We always appreciate the help of the Blog Talk Radio, the staff, Amin Yasir Muhammad. We really appreciate you all. Thank you. We'll speak to you soon, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum as-salam.